Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So excited!
KFMC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station.
ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 1 hour to go. Big show. F yeah, Friday. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. Breaking news of the day out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Former A&M wide receiver Mike Evans. 5 years, $82 million, in which 55 is guaranteed.
He should have got that money and Johnny Manziel's because he made Johnny Manziel look better than he was.
And by the way, on that topic, which we didn't have on the rundown, but I'm bringing up because I couldn't believe it, Von Miller... Super Bowl MVP Von Miller.
Yeah. Former Texas Aggie
Still
Von Miller.
Still a huge believer in Johnny Manziel. Got all excited and can't wait for his next opportunity because he knows he can do it.
Oh, good. Well, then bring him into Denver.
Man.
Bring him into
That's
Denver if you're such a big fan,
yeah, bring him
Von.
In.
I'm
on
sure you guys could use
bring
the
him
help.
Bring on a scooter, damn it.
Speaking of, Brandon Hannon tweeted us and said, Jerry sounds like a guy who nares his legs.
Jerry, the listener, the call. Yeah.
Jerry.
The guy was like, my eyebrows and a box of wine on a scooter. Nares his legs. That's great. All the DUI idiots drive mopeds in Indiana. So I guess if you get a DUI in Indiana, you can still drive a moped because it's got pedals. So I guess it's not considered a motor
vehicle.
I'm sure
you can still get a DUI.
It's under, so like there's a certain CCs.
Oh.
So 50 CCs, I believe it was, at least in Wisconsin, it was 50 CCs and under, you don't need a driver's license for. You just have to be of age. Anything over 50 CCs, which means it probably goes 55 and above, then you have to take a test or have a driver's license.
6'4", 280, ding, and I ride a scooter almost every day. The circus bear jokes are out of hand. I love my scooter.
Love it.
That's what did you hear in your head as you drive to work? Scooter gang would be savage. I'll start a 409 chapter, and we will run East Texas like the Sons of Anarchy.
Trey's in. He's got his Yamaha Zuma.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody messing with that dude.
Hey, Joel, I bought me an Aaron Rodgers signed helmet a couple days ago. Not me, a text.
Yeah?
No way I would. From Field of Dreams, spent about $1,000 on it. Do you think it's a good investment? No, I think you're stupid.
That's a lot of money, man.
I mean, what do they go for?
I mean, it depends.
Well, they go for $1,000.
No, yeah, but like if he wanted to resell it.
They go for more, too. But you got to be careful because depending on how you obtained it, the helmets these days, which you can find out in a hurry, they'll say with the wording and everything else, especially on the internet, real sized helmet. But when you get it, it's got like foam pads instead of the real pads. It's not a Rydell or a real helmet.
So the size is real,
size
but it's not a
real
helmet. It's
like
not an authentic.
Plastic. Yeah, it's not authentic.
Oh, hell.
But if it's a real game helmet signed by him, $1,000 is a good price because it's probably going to go for $1,500 and up. Depending on a lot of things, and you got it from Field of Dreams, so they're pretty reliable in terms of authenticity of signatures. But
oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody said, the guy, I guess, that said he'll start the East Texas chapter of the Bums of Anarchy.
Well, Lauren Pope said...
I'm just giving it that name, but he said he'll make Trey the VP.
So here you go. Lauren Pope said it was the most dad segment we ever did, and I said, well, that's okay, because in her hood, it goes down on supercharged riding mowers, not mopeds or scooters, but it's
so
the same difference.
That's so true. I can see her in the air just all rednecked out with their supercharged.
Hang on, I got to empty the grass bag, but other than that, I'll be back.
The Popes would definitely go pick up groceries on a riding mower.
Yep.
They would definitely
do
that.
And they'd ride on the same mower.
Drinking, by the way.
Indeed.
There's no doubt in my mind they would be drinking, and their mower is camouflaged, colored, and yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, Barry.
Uh-oh.
Richard Sherman getting salty.
Uh-oh.
Evidently, he started getting defensive on tweets because people were talking about his numbers going down. And he said, because people talking to me like I'm slowing down, here's it's opinions over statistics, of course. And then he starts spitting out, since 2011, he's first in the NFL in interceptions, pass defense, completion percentage allowed, and passer rating allowed.
Yeah, and the further you go back, the less you minimize the lack of productivity in the last year or two.
And the lowest passer rating allowed in coverage since 2011, he's first, A.J. Bouye second, Casey Hayward of the Chargers third, Marcus Peters fourth, and Revis fifth. When you get to Revis, you realize it's actually a stat for guys that have had a little longevity.
Exactly, yeah. So you were showing me the tweet from Jerry.
Jerry! Yep.
And I want Jerry to know, because I know he can hear me right now. Jerry, I didn't see your tweet because I don't get tweets from people that don't follow me. So, yeah, that's what you deserve.
Jerry's basically telling you the choice is yours, Jerry.
Yeah.
Either follow him
or
face
the consequences. Don't tweet at me, bro, because I don't see it. You got to be
fine. He's hoity-toity like that.
No, I just got tired of getting so much stupid stuff from people. Like, if you're at least going to make me look at your dumb tweet, you should at least be following me. I think that's fair. If I tweet at somebody else, I'm usually following them unless I'm just replying.
You're not like that, are you, Nick?
Say again?
You're not at that, right? You're not so hoity-toity that people have to actually be following
no,
you for you.
No, not really. You can tweet at me.
Yeah, you guys don't get the amount of hate I get either.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I think we
you
all
used
get
to
some
read
hate.
Them a lot. You know that. I you used don't, to get a
you,
lot.
Yeah, well, you still do, but
oh,
I don't.
Good,
on text, not tweets, though. There's a difference. Like, I had some guy today that was like, oh, I tweeted out my article about college basketball, right. And his immediate response was, this is hilarious, because didn't you just tell AJ you don't watch college basketball? Yeah, and the article was the whole reason I don't. That's the point. Like, I'm allowed to have an opinion, right? But, see, I don't need to,
no,
like...
Look, what do you think? You do radio or something? You're not allowed to have an opinion. Screw that.
But, I mean, that's what I get. I get that. But at least the guy's following me, so I saw his hate tweet.
Okay.
So I can respect that. If you're following me, at least, and you want to hate on me, I'll read it.
In a world of, like, people just reading headlines, you'd think he'd at least read the headline. Because I'm sure in the headline, it basically says that you don't...
I think it just said why college basketball sucks or something like that.
I mean...
So was it?
I mean, you should be able to put two and two together from the headline.
Yeah. You'd have thought, but it let me know he didn't read the article. He just went, yeah, what? You don't get
Barry,
to respond.
You probably can't read.
Oh, now that's not nice. Probably true, but oh, that's not nice.
Don't let details get in the way of opinions.
I bought a scooter to save gas, pulled up to a light next to a girl on a Gixxer?
No idea.
What the hell is a Gixxer? Went straight to the dealership and traded that thing in. What is a G-I-
You got Google?
X- You got the Googles?
Yeah, instead of spelling it, go for
Suzuki,
it. I did it.
It's two X's. Suzuki Gixxer? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
It actually looks like a motorcycle.
It does look like a motorcycle. Now, that I would not make fun of you for riding.
Well, good. Then I don't care if I get one.
The Suzuki Gixxer is 154.9cc naked motorcycle.
It can go then. If it's 150 cc's,
does that mean it's fast? I don't know the first thing about motorcycles.
I mean,
so I have
can
no
at least
idea.
Get over the. You can ride it on the highway.
I don't know what a cc is.
It's just how
cubic centimeters. But a naked motorcycle, I have no idea what the hell that is.
I don't know what that means either. Does that? No clue.
I didn't know they were fully clothed motorcycles. I knew it was there for you. All right. Before we get to anything further, at the top of the hour, a little reset for tonight. Yeah. Biggest sports story of the night is, of course, the Raptors hosting your Rockets looking for number 18. So, with that being said, one thing that you guys, as Rockets fans, because you're so passionate and you get a little sensitive, you should very much be, not you two, but the Red Nation, they should be excited about the fact that they're playing a guy that's playing on top of his game right now in DeMar DeRozan. And he not only thinks James Harden should have been the MVP last year, doesn't think there's any question about this year.
No, he earned it. You know, the things he's been doing, you know, all year is incredible. You know, I think he's locked for it. You know, he deserves it.
So DeMar, a firm believer in the beard, as it's already been decided. Others are out there stirring the pot, saying that Anthony Davis is making a late push, that he deserves it. I'm like, no. Body of work over the course of a season, I don't buy that.
This is probably the easiest to pick the MVP in the past, what, how many years, Joel? Maybe two, three seasons at least?
Four or five. How can you be 13 behind the best team in the NBA and the other guy competing for you is on that team? You can't claim.
That's the incomplete science, right? Because when Curry won it, it was more about the team and him. Then Westbrook won it, and it was about him, not the team.
But I'm saying, you can't, if the head-to-head matchup is you and one guy, and it comes down to all things being equal, well, the one thing that's not equal is the 13 games.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a fair point. I'm just saying it's an inexact science because they changed. They asked Daryl Morey, who has to tweet about it. He's so bothered by the inexact science of it.
Right.
But, yeah, it changes from year to year depending on which way it favors the guy that wins it.
But last year, what, the Thunder were four behind the Rockets? That's not that big of a difference. I mean, you could count on games missed or other things that might – four games isn't as big as 13. When you're 13 back, it's pretty significant. In a season of 81 games. So I get it. He's in the race.
Yeah.
He's definitely in the race. But, yeah.
That shouldn't even be close.
If we're talking, you know,
granted,
two, three, four games.
From L.A.
Yeah.
So DeMar's got James's back.
Yeah.
Pretty safe to say.
Probably.
Juggalo Trey.
I saw your face. What happened? What happened there?
Juggalo Trey sent me a direct message. Naked motorcycle means that there are less panels?
And somebody said naked means stock.
I have no idea.
Just say stock. Why you got to call it naked?
Either way, I don't think it's that
important.
Somebody
said CC is motor size.
And Nick, you said, what is it, cubic centimeters? For the size of the engine, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
Okay.
At least we got that figured out.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been a big motorcycle guy. My mother would have never let me have one.
I'm with you. My dad freaked out because I told you I had that fast scooter. And the day of my conference championship game, which I was pitching, I got bored and was driving it, hit an oil patch going 40, separated my shoulder.
Yeah.
Still tried to pitch to cover it up from him.
He was not having it.
Didn't go over so well.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't work. So there's that. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Final hour of the big show. Clarence, we see you. I thought it'd be another draft preview, but now you want to talk scooters. I opened up a can with this one, I have a feeling. But we'll continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I believe it or not, I used to be a fat baby, right? I was born 10 pounds, 3 ounces, right? Yeah. I was so fat, the doctors had to give my mom an O-section because the C wasn't big enough. They cut a whole circle in my mom's stomach, and I had to kick out. And the doctors pulled me out from underneath my armpits like I was a Chilean miner. I had a hard hat on with a dim flashlight in the front. It's like I was down there 9 months. Thank you. And I had questions. I couldn't really remember much. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Are y'all telling me that another man was drilling and I got put in the hole? How did that happen? Where is he? What do you mean he left? He needs to come back. I have a daddy. Calm down.
There you go. It's an FEF Friday. F stands for funny. That means our comedian of the week. And Barry already gave you the backstory on our man this week, in case you missed it. So you can check on Mickey Housley, all of his information there for the taking on the podcast, ESPN975.com yep. or Podcast Arena.
And Nick always does a good job, too, of tweeting out the info and who he is and all that. So you can always follow the ESPN and Twitter, or my Twitter, and I'll usually retweet the info as well. So there you go.
We talked a little football before the break, but the Broncos traded Aqib Talib to the Rams last night. Also signed former Packer All-Pro Sam Shields. They previously had Marcus Peters. Yeah, their defense, we're talking about the Eagles, but their defense is going to be pretty good too. The only question is going to be to replace Ogletree, and they also traded away one of their linebackers to the Dolphins. But they got to get some linebacker depth, but other than that, Rams defense ain't going anywhere.
No. I fully expect them to be one of the top five defenses next year for sure.
And then we were talking about questions at the combine last week and this week. And Baker Mayfield comes out and says, oh, it's not just like, are you gay? Is your mom a prostitute? But we all know what happened when he tried to elude the cops with the food truck incident.
Yeah.
Right? So GM John Dorsey of the Browns, the new Browns GM, right off the bat, even before they shake hands or get introduced, before he even sits down, Dorsey, in a very booming Southern Maryland drawl, says, so you like food trucks, huh?
Wow.
Way to get off on the wrong foot. I guess that tells you the Browns aren't drafting him.
No, but I think, too, that you want to see how – see, to me, that makes more sense if you
like,
want to test the
reaction.
Exactly. But being like, so you like men, huh? And you're like, whoa, that's inappropriate. But to say that when you know it's happened, it was out in the public, it's one of those things. I mean, if you're a company and you're going to hire O.J. Simpson, you'd be like, so you like knives, do you? Like, that's out there. That's – public knowledge.
Isotoner's your brand, huh?
Yeah. I mean, that's I don't have a problem with them doing that. And I think that that's the way you can get a reaction to see, because you know that that's going to be said on the field and people are going to make fun of him. And, hey, man, I don't know what you think you're doing out here, but I ain't a food truck and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to take that from you or whatever. So I don't have a problem with it, but I do think it's kind of ballsy to do that.
For sure. Did you happen to watch any hoops last night or highlights?
I did not know.
My goodness.
Not after that Celtics, Aggie debacle.
Celtics T-Wolves, right? It's on while I'm hanging out with my daughter.
Uh-huh.
I looked up to see one of the nastiest falls I've seen in quite some time. Jaylen Brown, the second-year phenom for the Celtics, high flyer, goes up for a two-handed jam in a little bit of traffic, but no one really around him. And you know how you use the rim after the fact to hang on?
Yep.
Feet go up over his head, and he loses his grip.
Oof.
And he didn't land on the small of his back. He landed head and shoulders, top half of the shoulders, and the thump it made. And you know how we talk about Tom Savage when he got concussed?
Yes.
And we knew right away, even though they hadn't ruled it yet. The look in his eye, and you could see both of his arms, all the from rotator cuff to wrist, and his hands clenched up and almost trembling. You were like, oh, God, this is
serious. You know it's equivalent to a knockout, because you'll see that a lot in combat sports, especially MMA. Knocked out, a lot of times you'll see you may not even be able to tell because their arms, but you can see that they're like their feet will go stiff, like they'll point or their whole body will lock
very
up.
Very common.
Yeah. So that's not good. So, that means he got knocked the F out. Huh?
I mean, he's so athletic. He splits two defenders. He's just trying to brace himself.
Yeah.
And I mean, the impact – and when he went down and he started, and luckily he walked off on his own power.
Well, but that's good.
There was a pause.
Damn, that was violent.
For about 4 minutes, where everyone in the stands, you could have heard a pin drop.
Damn.
And people, you could see the prayers going on, the players, everybody. Yeah. And you could see he was moving his upper body, but you hadn't seen his legs move or anything like that. They brought a stretcher out. It looked really intensely serious. And then you could see it all of a sudden where it kind of relaxed for him, and he got up, and he got a standing ovation. The Minnesota fans handled it very, very classily, but, man, it was scary last night.
That's why I stopped dunking, because I always worried about – what?
Your Nerf hoop thanks you.
I'm worried about falling. Never mind.
Because you don't want to have fallen and can't get up?
Yeah, that's why I don't dunk anymore.
Okay.
Forget it. Clayton Sutherland said, Barry, you know you don't read my tweets. No, I read them all just because I don't respond. Like, if you're following me and I see your and you tweet at me, I read it. But if I don't like it or it was just not something, I don't respond to everything. It's kind of like I said, I got too loose with the likes. I was just liking everything. Just anytime you tweeted at me, I would just give it the heart. Almost as an acknowledgement, just to be like, yep, I read this. And then I would hit the like button. I thought, I'm getting too loose with these. I'm passing these out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And sometimes it's better off not to respond, so that's why I don't respond.
So it's either got to be funny or interesting or something that moves me for me to like it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still never got a like from you. That's fine.
What happened? Wow, just the whole bullpen just screamed while we're on air. That's great.
I'm assuming they're watching something.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
College game or Patrick Creighton broke wind. One of the two. That's my scenario.
Just this large scream out there. Should we take Clarence's call? He's been holding a while. I feel bad.
Yeah, we can take his call.
Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys?
What up?
What's up, man?
Well, first off, let's talk about that Celtics game. I was in Buffalo Wild Wings last night, and we was watching it live. And you just heard everyone just, oh.
Oh, when he hit? Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, when he – that was violent. I haven't seen that in years, when you just – you're out of control like that, and you're running, and you dunk, and then you just – the your momentum takes you, and you just slip, and that was nasty. I'm glad he's all right. I'm glad he got up under his own power and walked away. But, man, that was very nasty.
No doubt.
Second thing, it should tell you a lot about a guy in scooters if Juggalo Trey is riding one. That's all I'm saying.
Fair point. Fair point. I'm beginning to change my stance based on the fact that some points that have been made have made me reevaluate.
Yes, I agree. Appreciate the call, Clarence. Thank you so much, man.
Have a good weekend. Make sure your mock draft 2.0 goes well for you.
Oh, yeah, we got his mock draft. I haven't looked at it yet.
There wasn't enough detail for me, Nick. If I don't have position, school,
stop it,
and projected draft stock, I can't look at it.
I might just use his.
I want to say he has Barkley at number one.
He did, but he also didn't have universities and or positions for most of the other draft picks.
Now, did he
not having that?
Did he have the names of the did he have like Cleveland as the first pick, or yep. did they trade out?
Cleveland.
Okay. Yep. So he had Cleveland taking Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not crazy. Clarence isn't crazy.
Because of the fact that, like we said, look, there's a surplus of quarterbacks. There's only one running back that's even being rumored about in the top 10.
Could you imagine a backfield of Isaiah Crowell and Saquon Barkley with Duke Johnson as a...
You got options.
Yeah.
As they say. All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. By the way, today is the day there at the Hyatt in the Galleria, and Moochie Norris joining them from 5 to 6:30. He'll go on air. He'll take pictures. He'll sign autographs. Don't look for the fro, though. It's long gone. That man is follically challenged. We'll be back with the final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Last 29 minutes of the show. It is Nick. It is Barry. It is Joel. It's been another stellar week on The Usual Suspects, but you know how we do it, and it's all because of you as well, participating in the big show. So we'll take it up till 4 o'clock. Then the Blitz will take you home till 7. It'll be Fred, AJ, Jong as the band is back together. Fred is indeed back in town, and they will have special guest Moochie Norris at the Hyatt right here in the Galleria. Stop by and see him. AJ will be taking selfies and also posing for pictures. Moochie will be filling in when he gets a chance.
Yeah, breaking news, Jarvis Landry has been traded, per sources, being Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter. But yeah, both Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter reporting that Jarvis Landry has been traded to the Cleveland Browns for 2 picks. Nick, you said one this year and one next year is what you saw?
2018 and 2019, according to Rappaport's tweet.
Yeah, I haven't seen what round I said last week and or maybe earlier this week, but definitely last week as well. It's not going to surprise me if the Browns trade one of their 2 first round picks, either 1 or 4. I don't know if I would have given up 1 or 4, but
if they didn't and they got him,
well, if they swapped, that might have made sense.
Now, there's a lot of people rumoring they might move down.
Miami, we talked about them as being one of the teams that might want to move up to get a quarterback, so it might have made sense that, hey, we'll give you Landry, we'll swap first round picks. That would have made sense. So we'll see what the details come out at. But after Miami franchise Landry, there was rumors that they were having problems, that he was an issue. In the locker room. So it's not a big surprise that Landry's on the move.
Was Landry not franchised?
He was franchised. So I said they franchised him and then traded him.
And he signed it.
Yes.
So therefore, that's all he's on the hook for is 1 year.
That's where he is, right. So he goes to Cleveland, who's got a ton of cap space.
Right.
And they'll be able to negotiate a deal with him and get something done.
If he wants to stay.
Correct.
So that's, man, that's... Look, they're going for it. They're taking some swings, which you can't fault them for. But like you said, they have the resources to do so. They can't get any worse than they've been. And they have picks, a ton of them, and money. So the combo platter says, look, if we're going to do this right, and now with Dorsey at the helm and all the guys he's brought in, they are going to try and put their stamp on it, and that would be the first step.
Schefter said 8 minutes ago the Browns are already working on a new contract for Landry, and a deal is expected to get done, per sources.
Man.
Well, wasting no time.
No, that's, I guess we were talking about never get a second chance to make a first impression. Well, that's a good start if you're Cleveland. I'm not saying that Brian Gain has to do that, but man, that's a statement right there.
If you're going to start building, you got to start adding weapons.
Plus, you got to erase the skeletons of the past.
Well, you can't do that. That'll never happen.
Although you can't, making a move like that tells the fans in Cleveland to get a little excited, a little fired up. They got to like that. That's what I'm saying. If the Texans can make some kind of a statement move, that would be great for this city and all the football fans.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that one. Where to go?
I'll tell you what, and like I mentioned to you too, if Josh Gordon comes back and stays off the demons, tell you what, Josh Gordon and Jarvis Landry for whoever quarterbacks that team, pretty nice resources. You just mentioned the backfield if they would take Barkley. Tell you what, right away, offensively, you got weapons. A quarterback would love to go there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options. Hell yes.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. I mean, Landry, I don't think he's not a top-tier receiver, but he's close. He's close.
Yeah.
He's close.
When you say top-tier, I'm not sure how far down you're going, but he's up there.
Yeah. Somebody said Chris Paul should be considered for MVP because he got his teammates playing defense and has really got the Rockets over the hump.
No.
He might be
a catalyst in helping,
but I think you've got to credit the defense to several guys, not just Chris Paul.
Two other guys they brought in.
Tucker, Ariza's always been a defensive guy, and the fact that Mike D'Antoni is smart enough to say, hey, I've got a defensive-minded coach on the staff, and I just let him do his thing. And it's almost like having a defensive coordinator where D'Antoni stays out of it. You can see him get mad when they don't play defense the way they're supposed to, but for the most part, the defense and the credit for that defense doesn't go to Mike D'Antoni, and I don't think it necessarily goes to Chris Paul. Those guys have to play it and hustle.
And Jeff Bezdelic, who is the certified designated defensive coordinator, needs to get some love because—
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure. By the way, both of you guys, shame on you. Because you gave credit to Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport.
Mm-hmm.
NFL insider Clarence Marshall had it, too, on Twitter, and I think he needs to show some spec.
True, he did.
Put some respect on his name.
Yeah. There might not be a new sheriff in town, but there's a Marshall.
Y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Yeah. There's a new Marshall in town. He's bringing it.
Somebody, y'all remember a guy named the Rap Museum that would talk to us about hip-hop
and
stuff?
He was giving you some,
He had tweeted out a video of the story behind Cash Money. When I hear Birdman, it reminded me of that. And I thought, oh, well, this will be interesting. I'll watch this. It was an hour and a half of Birdman's family tree. They never really talked about
it. Should
Cash
only
Money.
The only thing that you watched, is intriguing about him is the fact that he doesn't pay a lot of his rappers. That's the story with Cash.
Right. They didn't talk about that. They talked about like his mom and his dad and his family and his. Yeah. It was just like, man, I didn't want to watch this. I did watch something last night on Showtime. It's available on demand.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have Showtime on demand and you are a hip hop fan, check out a show called Word is Bond. Man, they talk about just like they talk about lyrics and being an MC and being a rapper, and it was really good. They had like Rakim and J. Cole and Royce the 5'9", and they just a ton of MCs, Brother Ali, just like, and they had guys I'd never heard of that they were playing their music, and I wrote their names down. I was like, I need to go check these dudes out. So really good if you like hip hop and you like MCs and you like lyrics and all that. Go check out Word is Bond. It's really good.
I get a chuckle out of this, by the
way.
Okay. So John Canzano is the beat writer for the Oregonian for the Blazers, right? So he tweets out, and again, this is what social media does. He tweets out, and he does have his little blue check. All the questions lobbed at the Warriors over the last 2 months have been about the Rockets. But per the beat writer for the Warriors, Connor Letourneau, now it's about the Blazers, too, and how they fit into the equation. Are you serious? And here's the thing.
The Blazers that are 12 and a half back?
Yeah.
That Blazer?
And here's the other thing. Go and look at the background for Connor Letourneau, a native of Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, man. Get
I don't think
real.
That the Rockets and Warriors are necessarily worried about the Blazers.
Before the Blazers get into the picture, it's Minnesota and San Antonio.
You think so?
I don't care where their records are. I'm talking about for teams, whose teams are looking out for. They're looking at Minnesota first. Now, with San Antonio's injuries, it's going to take a lot. Kawhi says he's coming around. If Kawhi is healthy at all or he's playing, that's a huge difference maker regardless.
Yeah, if Kawhi and LaMarcus Aldridge, if they're both healthy, then yeah, San Antonio becomes a player again. San Antonio is also 3-7 in their last 10.
That's not what was great. Disappointing for me with Portland is that LaMarcus Aldridge, because I like LaMarcus Aldridge, that he didn't work out with Damian Lillard in Portland. To me, that was the most disappointing part of that team. Well, I don't know where they would be if they stayed together.
Think
I don't know
about
if there
that.
Was
That's
a
the team that beat the Rockets. They lost 4/5 of their starting lineup from that team. Mm-hmm. The only one that held over was Damian Lillard. And if they had kept that team together with the youth, with the length, that team could have been around. Now, I'm not saying they're going to ever win it, but they would have been around as someone that you would have to worry about because they had Aldridge inside, Lillard outside, McCollum was a draft.
I just love that tandem. Lillard-Aldridge, that was a great tandem, man. I mean, you could have built a lot around those two.
Well, we're going to find out tonight because they play Golden State. So
that's always a fun matchup. And by the way, Steph Curry twisted his ankle for the second time in a week last night, so he is out.
Oh, he is not playing. I'm looking at the injury list. They don't have him listed.
Well, they should.
They have McCaw and Jordan Bell out for the Warriors.
Unless he has some miraculous recovery.
I saw it was two games.
Yeah,
he's not even flying with
games,
the team.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well.
And Yo Adrian trying to steal some of Clarence's thunder, but on a baseball perspective, he's telling me Jonathan Lucroy signing with the A's.
Okay.
So.
I guess.
Kind of makes sense, but kind of a guy I thought might be out there as a sleeper for the Astros if they wanted to add a bat and also a little depth at catcher.
I'm pretty sure this tweet from Tommy V is sarcastic, but he says the Texans' statement move would be to sign Jonathan Joseph to a 5-year, $90 million contract. I don't know.
That's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, of course it's tongue-in-cheek. But so far, the big move is re-signing Shane Lechler. Yawn.
1 year.
Let's go, Texans.
That's Shane's 56th year in the league.
Yes. He was around before punting was legal.
Yeah. Chris Householder, by the way, who's done a hell of a job on our Usual Suspects weight loss challenge as well.
Yep.
He chimed in on Twitter. I'd like to see the Browns draft Barkley number one and then sign A.J. McCarron, which we forget about. But, hey, they can avoid all quarterbacks. They can get Barkley and Minkah Fitzpatrick and go get McCarron instead.
Well, we talked about it. I mean, getting Barkley with one. Signing A.J. McCarron, getting a backup quarterback that you can groom at four. There's a lot of things you can do.
Or, like I said, take Minkah Fitzpatrick too, and then just get yourself a veteran backup too.
Yeah.
So, and hope that he is your quarterback in the future. We'll see. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We had heart in the dark, but we
survived through the bad parts. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment. Big show. Wrapping up a good week on The Usual Suspects. We covered a lot of ground, had a little fun. FEF Friday, got yourself a little bit of knowledge sprinkled in with another comedian of the week. Compliments of Mr. Laminack. Covered sports stories and not. Anything else we're missing?
No. I think we should see. I'm curious what this call is from Disco Biscuit.
I see that.
I know she is a longtime listener of The Blitz. Mm-hmm. I'm curious why it just says Apple.
Okay. Disco Biscuit, welcome.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
So I'm actually calling you to talk about Apple, the service provider, not the fruit apples.
Okay.
Do you all have iPhones or, like, any Apple products?
Yes, I have Apple products.
We're on them right now.
Okay, how much would you estimate you have paid to that company over the lifetime of iPhones and Mac computers and stuff?
And do I have to include my wife's or just mine?
But your wife, yeah.
Okay, so
like
wife
you,
and me.
Your family.
I would probably say in the neighborhood of $7,000-$8,000.
I'm with you. I was going to say closer to between okay. 8 and 10.
Because I've had, I think this is my third Apple laptop. I had the Big Mac that was the big screen with the built-in computer on it and everything.
iTunes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had one of those. I had my wife's had three or four iPhones. So I'd say upwards of $8,000.
Okay.
Okay. I would estimate I've spent, it's just me, so thousands of dollars.
Okay.
I have a Mac computer. I get a new iPhone pretty much every time they come out. So I just left the Apple store because about a month ago, I dropped my phone. And it had a case on it, but it just dropped, like, just right. So that the screen, the LED display, like, broke. So I can't do anything on the screen. It's not just cracked, like, it's done. It's finished. So I go to the store, like, to get it repaired, and it's going to be, like, $150. Or I can just go ahead and upgrade to the X and pay, like, the $98 taxes, and then it goes on my bill.
Right.
So, obviously, I do that. Well, I had run out of storage on my phone, or on my iCloud. So everything I had was just on my phone. It wasn't backed up to the cloud. And so I can't get anything to upload onto iTunes now because I don't have the, I can't touch the freaking screen. So I call Apple, I go, and you know, have you ever been to their website to try to make like an appointment in their store? It's a complete debacle. I mean, it's probably the worst thing in the world. They like don't want you to go into the store. Everything they can, they do to try to force you to do everything online or over the phone. And I told, like, numerous people, I have to bring it in because you have to hook it up to some sort of, like, supercomputer, you know? So I finally get them to let me bring it in today. And the guy is like, we can't do that because, like, you have to be able to press the prompt that's, like, allow. And I'm like, I'm standing in front of you. It's my phone. It's mine.
So.
And he's like, well, you can pay $150 to get the screen fixed. And I'm like. And then somebody else is like, actually, we can do it. It just takes, like, all day, and the managers don't want to do it because, like, you wouldn't be spending any money in the store. I'm like, I've spent thousands of dollars on your products.
So what did you learn here, Disco Biscuit? You learned you should have went with a Samsung, right?
You
learned go with a Samsung. There you go.
I'm switching to the Galaxy Note or whatever it is now that's, like, big. I can't believe that they can just completely... You know, we are, like, in their pocket. I mean.
Uh-oh. I think we lost her. Her rant. I don't know if she would have been done with her rant had we not lost her.
She's fired up.
Yeah.
Got screwed over by the big fruit.
Apple, you have lost a customer in Disco Biscuit. I hope you're aware of that. And
you don't have to keep it all under the Apple umbrella. You can go get yourself. I got you and I have
Samsung phones with Apple
but we
laptops.
Have laptops,
and,
right?
They're in terms of the phones. I feel like Samsung is definitely gaining a lot of track, but their laptops, in my opinion, they've separated themselves from PCs.
The MacBooks.
Yeah. I was never a Mac person, Lisa. Not only insisted on it, she just went out and bought me one for a present, and I wouldn't go back.
Yeah, I just hope they don't start messing up on the MacBooks like they have been on the iPhones. But we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah,
I don't know when we turn into the sounding board for just like, oh, it's the rant line.
Well, but Barry, you know, we rant a lot, and we, you know, people feel comfortable talking to
us.
We've always taken calls.
Yeah. She probably had to call us because the Blitz won't take her call.
Well, Fred's back, so that definitely is the case.
So they're not taking calls?
Oh,
I think it's the other way around. I think when Fred's gone, like...
No, on a rant call like that, I don't think Fred would be happy.
But aren't they on remote, and they're not big fans of taking calls on remote?
Yeah, at the Hyatt. Yep.
Indeed. But I think also, when I was filling in on Tuesday with AJ, mm-hmm. I'd see on the phone screen that there would be people there, and he would just never go to the call.
We don't do that. We don't do you like that.
Oh, Hefe said, I think Apple cut her call off. would that be hilarious?
Well,
if they're just monitoring every phone. Nope, she's not talking no more. Get out of here. Scram, kid, beat it.
Their phone version of Siri just decided to shut it down, laugh at
Hey, Disco, shut your damn mouth. Click.
What?
And then Siri
starts. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
The Alexa. Yeah. It was the Alexa, right? There's Alexa.
That was chuckling?
Yeah. Yep. It's real creepy. Like, we have the Google Home, and it doesn't do anything. But apparently people's Alexas were laughing at them and, like, making weird noises and screaming.
I saw the video, but I just, you know, I wasn't really impressed with it. It wasn't as, I thought it was going to be something funnier, honestly.
Yeah, and I thought the video, to me, looked like you could have been faking it with another audio in the background. That
could have.
Yeah.
No question.
So I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. But apparently a lot of people were saying, yes, mine laughed at me maniacally, like just weird, creepy laugh.
Hmm. Hey, so would you guys take a pay cut to be a sex toy tester? You're making 60,000.
It depends.
Pounds overseas per year as a banker.
Are you
Which
telling
equates
me
to like, what 48,000 US?
Well, now okay, hold on. Do I have to test like the
male ones?
Like the ones that vibrate?
Oh,
I don't know.
And where?
I imagine this is probably geared towards females.
Like
only.
If I was a fleshlight, okay. But if I have to, you know, make a deposit, no.
Well, Kara Douglas was making 60,000 pounds overseas as a banker,
mm-hmm.
like a high-powered financial girl.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a pay cut, making only 30,000 pounds, 30,000 pounds now, and she says she's significantly happier. And she's already tested over 3,000 sex toys.
What?
Jeez.
Yep. Her husband approves. He says, happy wife, happy life. I'm like, yeah, but she's going to forget about you.
Chick tested, husband approved?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be worn out.
Barry, what's the U.S. dollars on?
Pounds to,
According to Barstool Sports, 30,000 British pounds is $53,000.
So that's about right.
Okay.
60 to 70-ish.
So she's bringing in coin like that, but she's much happier testing them out.
Disco just tweeted at me.
What'd she say?
Listen, buddy, you said to call about anything. I was like, we're just busting your balls. Relax, Disco Biscuit.
But at the
biscuit.
Same time, well, we gave
we bust
thanks
everybody's
to the fact
balls.
That people feel comfortable talking to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like that.
I'm not going to lie. I've left cell phone stores just as aggravated as
Pissed
she is.
Pissed off.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Really, really mad.
Now, back to the story real quick. What did it list everything she tested?
It didn't list everything, but it just said the number. And then it went on.
Because some of that would be like, I don't know. Like a back massager version of a sex toy, right?
I don't know.
Or is it all just like I said, making a deposit?
Like, I don't know.
Or is
really
it like the
that.
Rabbit? Like the rabbit? Because the rabbit you just put on top. You just put it on the button.
I'm sure she has to try different. If there are 3,000 toys,
that's all you, bro.
He's stepping
you
away
from
to that
describe
one.
Your way through that one.
I'm trying.
But 3,000 toys. I mean,
God, that's a lot of toys.
They got to be different, right?
How is she able to walk?
How many is she doing
that's
in a day?
Question. Yeah. That's true, too. How many years?
I don't know.
About dudes doing the... But, man...
I would imagine at least
a
couple of years.
There's
only 365 days in a year.
Yeah, but if you're
Even
3,000...
Even if you do it twice a day...
What does the article say? Like, when's the article printed?
It doesn't say how long she's been at the new job.
Okay.
I read the whole article.
Really?
No. Yeah, it doesn't say how long she's been at the new job.
But
I mean,
if this article's
the river
coming
runs
out
through it, at some point the river runs dry.
It's safe to say if this article came out that it's recent, which means that she probably quit her job recently.
Okay.
I mean, let's go off of 2 years. You're 1,500
in a year.
That's a lot. Look, divided by 365.
Talk about begging for a day off.
Four
the
times
toys are going to be begging for a day
four
off.
Four times a day.
She's Will Chamberlain.
Man. That's a lot of self-love.
No doubt about it.
Whole lot of self-love. That's well, crazy. But
that's
yeah.
the kind of love we have. That's why people call in to vent.
That's true. I think I would do it just as long as I didn't have to make any deposits. I would totally do it. I mean, I'm going to do it anyways.
You doing it, Nick?
I might as well get paid.
I'm not going to take a pay cut from half a pay cut from what I'm getting here. Hell no.
You making what she's making, doing what she's doing? Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I don't feel like it's enough money because how far can 53,000 pounds take you in over there overseas?
Put
lot. It here.
You said it was $53,000, right? Was the conversion?
Yeah, from $30,000 is
okay,
53,000
so just
pounds.
Put it in United States terms. You're making 53 grand to test toys here. You doing it?
Oh, that's
totally.
Yeah, 53 is not bad. Yeah,
I'm wearing
if
it
it's
out.
Dollars.
As long as you don't have to feel Moon River.
I'd be walking around swollen like a baby arm all the time. Wouldn't matter. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, as long as you're not taking the baby arm, you're giving it.
That's right. Okay. Exactly right.
All right. Hey, that'll do it for us. Another great week in the books, and we'll be back to do it again all next week. So don't you go anywhere. And, of course, as we told you, the Blitz is up next. Jong is in the studio. Fred is back. AJ's there. And Moochie Norris is going to join them as well. They're at the Hyatt in the Galleria. If you want to stop by on your way home, catch some happy hour specials. I think some of our crew from the station here is going to be hanging out, celebrating some birthdays, and you get to see the Blitz, and you get to meet Moochie Norris. It's a great deal. Until Monday, for Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you then. Got me so low. Yeah,
boy. Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.